echte ervaring.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Episode 112.
Yes, room 112, where the players dwell.
With a motherfucking
cast and Murphy Dell in hell. Yeah, man.
Episode 112, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, our host.
And yeah, we are back and in effect.
Yes,
we actually recorded this episode earlier in the week.
Yeah,
and Mercury is in retrograde, so my computer said "fuck you."
Yeah.
And the episode got deleted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's another episode. You know what, though? Because of what I said about a certain player for the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm extremely glad that episode...
You didn't call for Ben Simmons to be traded. You inquired. You were like, yo, you think we should trade him?
Yeah.
But last night, he hit a three, his first career three-pointer.
Listen, the Sixers are undefeated in games that Ben Simmons hits three-pointers. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
All you got to do is hit one for every game.
Yeah,
and then all throughout the playoffs, and we'll never lose again.
Nah. Four, baby. Going right back to the chip.
Listen. I've said this before. We in South Philly now, so it's like more of like, this is like the heart of like Philly sports culture.
All the stadiums are down here.
You know what I mean? All of the like sports bars with like the fucking Irish clover and shit. You know what I mean? On the signs out front are out here. I might not make it. I might have to call out work, out the podcast.
Have you gone to any of the bars down here yet?
Yes, absolutely. We've definitely hung out in like the what are you doing type bar.
Yeah.
Oh, me to be stereotypical. But like we definitely hung out in like the round the way bars in South Philly. Absolutely.
Right. I'd be nervous, man. Like,
yeah.
You gotta go to the fake Patty's pub that's around
Is that a thing?
The original, like you watch the original first season of Always Sunny, they did a lot more exterior shooting here.
Right.
Now, because so much of their work is so based in LA, they'll come back here for a week and shoot exteriors, and then everything else is shot in
LA. Like on a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're from Philly, you can tell because you know, like, the street signs of Philly are really high up off the ground because they're made so, like, cars passing by see them easily. Right. So, but like on a TV show, the street signs are always really low. They're only like 8 feet in the air and shit. So like anytime that you see that, it's like, oh, that's not shot here. Definitely not shot here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess it's on a lot because like you can't shoot on the street because there's too many palm trees.
Yeah.
And like,
that's not going to look right.
As soon as you show a palm tree, people are like, hey, Philly.
Right.
But yeah, they used to shoot a lot around like Moya Mensing Avenue.
Oh, where?
There was a lot of Charlie's mom's house and all that shit was all shot around like Moya Mensing.
Yeah.
And I think the original exterior for, because the Patty's Pub changed like through time. Because if you remember early on, they did an episode where they do, where the McBoyles hold them hostage.
Yeah.
Remember that episode?
Yeah.
And like they end up like the one McBoyle's like hanging off the roof and he like drops and dropping. He like falls 3 feet and lands on his feet.
Right.
The new season, they just put a dude was like a jumper on top of the roof and now it's all of a sudden a 3-story building.
Right.
I was like, well, that was definitely not like that. Just looks like 4 or 5 seasons ago.
Right.
But like whatever. So they have changed different things. You know what I mean? I don't know though. I don't know how comfortable I'd be in like one of those kind of bars.
I noticed there's a bar, it's called the Republican. It's right up the street from us in South Philly, and it's interesting. It's a strip club, but you go there, you know, usually typically for folks who don't know, for strip clubs, you can buy a membership, but most of the time you show up, you pay like $20 at the door, and then you go in, you see titties and ass. The Republican has a membership. You go, the bouncer takes a picture of your photo ID, and then they vote, they have like a board that votes people in. So Lissa and I showed up. This was like the this might have been like the day we flew back in from New Orleans. Like we were like, yo, let's go to a strip club.
Yeah.
It was definitely that weekend. So we went, they took pictures of our ID, and then they said, everybody gets voted into the board.
Yeah.
Or as a member. So you pay $5 when you come back and they're like, yeah, we voted and you're in. And then you get to just that's all you pay for life is like $5.
Okay.
So you go in and you see titties and ass, but you're not paying $20 every time. So
listen, that makes it, because that's a decision you have to make. You go like, well, do I take $100 and then I'm paying $20 to get in the club?
Right,
or
right.
Or do I take $120 and then I have $100 to spend?
Yeah.
Because I got told early on when I was a young boy, probably like 15, 16 years old, old head told me like, take the amount of money you intend to spend to a strip club.
That you're comfortable with spending.
Yeah, because otherwise you will spend whatever you take.
You got some gorgeous lady grinding on your lap. And she's asking you for another $20, you're going to give her another $20, even if you didn't intend, even if you quote-unquote set a budget.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just walk in. Don't bring cash. Don't bring your fucking ATM. You know what I mean? It just, you know, have fun.
I don't drink when I go to strip clubs.
Really? I do.
No, I drink water when I go to strip clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is there a reason?
I just try to be, because even though more than likely I drinking two or three beers, I'm not going to get like fucked up and not think about money. Excuse me. Not be on my money. But just the idea of like not being sober and dealing with a situation where I'm like handing money.
Yeah. I think also, correct me if I'm wrong, if this isn't a factor or whatever. I know we grew up, like when we started going to strip clubs, was the era when motherfuckers was like shooting up strip clubs.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to be
on point anyway. Yeah.
Because you never.
Also, when I was younger, I mean, we went to, even though we would go to other strip clubs and shit like that, like we went to Night on Broadway a lot. They didn't serve alcohol in there. It was BYOB. So
how about that?
You would come from another bar to go there.
Right.
So either I was already tipsy, and so I'm just like, well, I don't want to drink more.
Yeah.
Or I just was like, you know what? Like, I'm handling money in this situation. I don't want to be drinking. Plus, when I dated a John who danced, I would come pick her up like three or four nights a week. I don't drink that much. So like to be like, oh, I'm gonna drink three or four nights a week when I'm coming to pick her up. Like,
yeah, it didn't make sense.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. Plus, like strip club drinks are overpriced, man.
Yeah, and they water shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been in a strip club where I was like, oh, this is a quality rum and coke.
Yeah.
It always tastes like when you leave a soda sitting on like your windowsill or some shit. Like it's never good.
Nah. Yes, yeah, so I always try to avoid drinking when I go to the streets.
What I was gonna say about the Republican and to the broader question of like the round the way bars in South Philly, the last time I went, I was in there solo and like it's like Jones dancing or whatever. I'm talking with the bartender and there was a guy next to me that was kind of like, he looked like, you know, like a, hey, what are you doing kind of guy. And he like bumped me and I immediately had the, like I immediately went into like defense mode.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't going to like buck up on this dude.
I'm going to hook off on him.
I immediately went into that mode like, oh, I'm going to have to knock this thing out. But he was real like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, apologies, blah, 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 blah. He was like real cool about it. So I do know that, when I'm like around here, South Philly has a whole history of like racism and all this other shit.
It's still a pretty segregated neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like the Italians have their section, the Irish have their section.
Right.
And like there's black people and Puerto Rican people. Like, but like
a lot of like Southeast Asian people too.
Yeah. There's a definite like sectioned off area that are like, oh, that's just the Italian neighborhood. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do notice that sometimes I have like that more so than any other section of Philly, except for maybe like Mayfair or some shit in the Northeast. I do have that feeling of like some shit could happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I am like aware of that.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, it's been cool so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not too much gentrification in this area.
Yeah, it's weird. So there are certain, like if you go around the corner from here on like Juniper, they have like the new buildings that they built with like the roof decks and shit, like the, the box gentrification specials.
Yeah.
But a lot of this shit is just like row homes.
Yeah, it's just old row.
And it's the same as it's been since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And probably decades before
probably
that.
It's just like the 1930s or 40s.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's yeah, there's not too much, because even like on the main shopping strip around here on Passyunk Avenue, with the exception of a few kind of like hipster places,
yeah.
Like they've got they got a restaurant called Punk Burger. They have another like a bottle shop.
It has like a burger with like a mohawk over top of it. Like that's what I'm seeing in my head is their sign.
You know, like the Burger King, like you eat a Burger King burger and it has like the grill marks.
Yeah.
They just have like the Dead Kennedys logo.
Yeah,
the fucking
logo, yeah.
Grill mark. But it's like, or like a fancy bottle shop where you can get like, oh, double IPA or some, you know what I mean? Like some fancy beer. But besides that, Passyunk Avenue looked the same as it did.
It still got like stores that sell like christening outfits and shit like that. Right, like, you know what I mean? Like really random stores.
You could get like a fucking Steve Harvey suit.
Yeah.
On Passyunk Ave. It's now, I used to work down here when I was probably in my early 20s. I had another job, but my night job was down here. I worked, you know how they have like the police and firefighters do like fundraisers?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like the fireman's ball or
fireman's ball, like that, yeah. Policeman's circus and
yeah,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I worked at night at a call center right on Passyunk Ave. Like we could walk to it from here now. And we would call people and ask people to donate. And like for like the different firefighter shit, and it was like me and a room full of criminals that they would hire, because they would hire people who had like felonies,
yeah, yeah,
niggas who just got off the bing. So like it would be like me, a bunch of dudes with felonies, and like South Philly Italian Johns,
yeah,
like in like their 20s, working in this shit, just all calling. You know, we'd all like smoke weed in like the alley in the back and shit. But like, so you know,
so
I
like the most, one of the most depressing episodes of The Office when Michael's like working that second job,
right? Like I got a bunch of those fucking call center shits. I could make a fucking film about that shit. But yeah, Passyunk Avenue still looks the same.
Yeah.
For the most
part.
Yeah,
pretty much. It's pretty much exactly the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that was probably like 2003, 2004 I was working down there. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Last night, bro, I took my son and my daughter. My son, who's in 12th grade, and my daughter, who's in 10th.
Mm.
And then another kid I used to coach, who's like really close, but kind of like best friends with my son now.
Yeah.
He's in 11th grade. I took them to the HBCU school fair.
Nice.
Down at the school district.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was a shit show of just too much. Like,
really?
There's too many people down there.
Yeah.
It's not enough space. Like, they should really move it to the convention center.
Yeah.
They need to have it open so you can actually, like, move around. You could barely move around in there.
Right.
I mean, like, the school district is not big enough anyway. Like, the school district's tiny anyway.
Yeah.
In the area they were like squeezing people into was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lincoln
hey,
University.
Shout out Lincoln.
They were super extra, just like a lot of their graduates who I know. and they brought their cheerleaders.
Oh,
like they're the only school that brought cheerleaders.
I love it.
And of course, so that definitely captured the attention of my son. And my son was like, yeah, I like their cheerleaders.
I
want
to go to
like,
Lincoln. Eh. Yeah, hell yeah. Didn't Kwame Nkrumah go to Lincoln?
They might have.
I think Kwame Nkrumah went to Lincoln. I'm not sure.
Yeah. We have a lot of friends who have.
Who went to Lincoln? Really?
Yeah.
Because I know Rhythm went to Lincoln, right?
Yeah, Rhythm went to Lincoln.
Who else we know went to Lincoln?
My homie Sean, who listens, he went to Lincoln.
Word.
Homegirl Melissa, she went to Lincoln.
Oh shit.
IQ went to Lincoln.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Word. Shout out IQ.
So we have a lot. We know a lot of people. Like, we go through our list. I guarantee there's a ton of people who we're friends with who went to Lincoln.
Shout out to Lincoln for turning out so many brilliant, talented people.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Definitely.
I wish I'd have went to HBCU, dog.
Me too, dog. Like, that was the one thing. That's the only thing I didn't like about being there. And I was like, I should have just went to school, man.
Yeah.
Like, my homegirl tried to get me to go to Livingston.
Oh, shit, work.
She was like, yeah, when I was 12th grade, me and her were working together.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you won't come to school with me. You won't come to school with me. She was going there already. She was in, like, her sophomore year.
Mm.
And she was like, no, you won't come down to school with me. I'm going to make sure, you know, that way you're taken care of, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
She was pushing me to go to college. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should go, you should go, you should go, you should go. And at that point, like, my mom was not on college. My mom was like, yo, I gotta get out of high school or my mom's gonna put me out.
Right.
So, like, let me at least go graduate high school. After that, I'll move out and I'll start doing my own shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine was not on college. Yeah. And then, like, what fucked up was she ended up, she was down there, her baby's father was down there. They weren't together anymore. Mm. She had, like, got into a big fight with him, some shit like that. Mm. She ended up moving back up here.
Oh, wow.
And, like, so that was it. Then it was, Josh definitely ain't going to no fucking college because you just bailed, so I'm definitely not going to college.
Yeah, no incentive, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because you would, like, going down there to, like, know her and know this other dude, rest in peace, Kia, that he passed away.
Yeah.
Cancer, dog. Like, he was only a few years older than us.
Fuck, wow.
Yeah. Only a few years older than us. He was down there too. They had went to school together. So dog, I was just down there and I was just like, and I was telling my daughter, because my son was sick as a dog, you know, like he didn't go to school today.
Yeah.
So he really ain't even really enveloped in anything. Yeah. So but I was with my daughter most of the time and she was just like, I don't know, she was really intimidated by the idea of college.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, did you ever see A Different World? Because she knows the Cosby Show.
Yeah, yeah. The show that came out 20 years before you were born.
But no, I mean, like, she knows the Cosby Show. So I'm like, maybe she knows A Different World.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, no, I don't know. I was like, well, the one daughter from the Cosby Show, like, she goes off to college and, like, she goes to an HBCU.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, dude, legit, was when I was a kid, like, that made me want to go to school.
Yeah.
That made me want to go to college.
Right.
I legit wanted to be like down at what was it, Spelman, right?
What,
Hillman,
Atlanta?
Excuse me. Yeah, Hillman.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Hillman. I wanted to go to Hillman. Like, that was legit a thing. Like, I was like, yo, I want to go to Hillman.
Then you realize, like, yo, Hillman's not real.
Hillman's not real. At least Lisa Bonet will not be there by the time you're old enough to graduate.
Wow, Bill Cosby made it up in his mind.
Yeah.
God damn.
But yeah, I was like, I'm trying to tell him, like, you know, I was like, listen, I like, she does admit, like, she goes to a mostly white school now, and she's like, I don't like this.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, she feels out of place, and she doesn't feel, she feels like she's being stared at. Whether that's true or not, whether people are definitely, like, staring at her and she thinks she's different, that's how she feels.
Yeah,
because
she's
not from that area, and you know what I mean? She grew up, like, since she's been going to school, she's going to, like, majority black schools.
Right.
So she doesn't feel comfortable, like, at a majority white school. And, like, so she's like, I'm talking to her. And she's like, oh, I do. But, you know, she's more than anything. She's like, well, I just don't want to live on campus. I want to live, like, in an apartment or something because I don't want to share my room with anybody and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, that's part of, like, going to college.
Yeah, I get that bread then.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you plan on being a millionaire because.
Come on.
But she was into it. And my son's like, I was just trying to get him to understand, like, you could go somewhere where you're not the minority.
Right. Right.
Like, at his school, he's not, like, the school's probably, I don't know if Northeast is majority black right now, but it's a ton. Like, even when we went there, it was like 50-50. Like, you know what I mean?
It was very close to 50-50.
Yeah, it was super mixed when we went there.
Yeah,
because even at that time, the Northeast was changing then.
Yeah.
Of more black folks moving up to the Northeast and more Spanish folks moving up to the Northeast.
Maybe like 40-40 it was when we were kids. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like pretty close when we were there. And if it's not, it's probably majority now, black.
Yeah.
But
like the public school system in general.
In general, yes. Yeah. I just want you to understand that you can go somewhere. Because, like, when we checked out this other school, like, they're playing, like, John Cougar Mellencamp as we're walking through the schoolyard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the school, like, common area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, if you don't want to go hear this, you can go to, like, HBCUs. Like,
you don't want to come on campus and hear Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can, you know, you can go to a school where there's not, that's not the thing.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I wanted him to see that. I wanted him to see, like, there's all this shit. And then the other young boy Reem, who I love, like, I want you guys to see that there's an opportunity, that this exists.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It doesn't need to look like, you know, when you guys go visit some of these schools, like, or you're the only, like, when my son went to Archbishop Wood, it's like, the only black kids who went to that school really were the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a football, basketball player, whatever.
Right.
That was who went to that, like, those were the black kids that went to that school.
Yeah.
And I just don't want you to know that there's other life out there.
It ain't got to be like that, yeah.
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 You know what I mean? And, like, when you go to some of these colleges, it's a lot like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go look at, like, the, you know, it's 0.8% black. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't got to be like that.
Nah. Nah.
Especially, like, some of these smaller schools out in the county. Like, some of these Division III, like, schools where we've looked at, like, just the football team's majority white.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, that if the football team's majority white, like, the rest of that school.
No, that's a white-ass school. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one school we looked at was definitely like that. Like, the football team was majority white.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was like two kids from Philly and shit, like two kids from like Camden. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then it was like a couple more, you know, sprinkles of color in there. And then the rest of it was like white.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how, I'm afraid. Like, my son is very quiet. He's a Pisces. He's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really super confrontational, and he's not assertive.
Yeah.
Like, I still text his coach sometimes for him because, like, he'll be like, and he'll wait till the last minute to do it because he's worried about blowback and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, dude, you're going to go to college this year. I can't do any of this for you.
Right.
And, like, I want him to go somewhere where I think he's going to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's difficult for non-black folks sometimes to realize just how stifling that dynamic can be when you're like the only black person in like a majority non-black space. You know what I mean? When I see black folks somewhere, I be giving black folks the look, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You cool, you all right, you know what I mean? Because other folks just don't
put a white person brain in your head.
Right, exactly.
You know, flash my camera
pull the phone out. You know what I mean? Because it's just you know, we don't I mean, the world is fundamentally anti-black, and a lot of times we don't acknowledge that. You know what I mean? People may not even be intentionally trying to make, like you explain, India feels away.
Yeah.
Being like, you know, one of the few black kids in her school, other people may not even be intentionally trying to make her feel like that.
No, I mean, they're
but
just,
that dynamic
they may just
is
be
real.
Existing, like, you know what I mean? But that's how they have existed for so long.
Yeah.
They don't recognize that, like, oh, inviting somebody else into that space.
Yeah, and you are different. That's I think a lot of times as adults, it's tricky because we want to teach kids that we're all part of like the human family. You know, we all have similarities and we have commonalities and all of that. But we lean too hard into, oh, we're all the same. You're not the same.
Wow.
You're different. No, and differences are
just
a good thing.
Just coming from the city. Like, how many fucking movies have we seen of the white kid that's come from the city that moves out to the suburbs? Like, and he's different than the other kids. Like, okay, imagine that as a different race, too.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, that's a real thing. Like, you move from the city to the suburbs, that's a real lifestyle change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cultural change.
Yeah,
everything.
There's no corner store for my daughter to walk to. Like, right. She's having a hard time grasping that idea.
Yeah, she got to adjust. Yeah.
Yeah, and she just doesn't. She's like, there's no stores to just walk. There's no avenue that I can just walk to that has like the pizza place and the fuck. It's like mini mall she has to get her way to. Like, you know what I mean? And she's having a hard time adjusting.
Right.
She's you know, I just want them to know that those opportunities exist and that there's places like, well, my son was at Archbishop Wood. We got into it with his Spanish teacher because like he said that she specifically picked him to say the word negro. They were going over colors. And he was like one of three black kids in the class, and she picked him to do negro. Mm-hmm. She said, no, I was going up and down the aisles, and it just happened to land on him, which I find like, coincidentally, like, I find that almost impossible, but whatever.
You did that shit on purpose.
And she was like, he said, I didn't want to say it. I felt weird saying it.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, it's just a color. Just say it.
Nah.
And he was like, no. And like, she got upset with him. They got into a yelling match or whatever. We had to come up to the school.
Hmm.
So I was talking to her and I was like, well, did you take time out to explain why negro looks like negro and where, like, go down? Like, did you take time
did
out
you
of your
teach?
Yeah. Did you take, or did you just like go through your lesson plan? Cause that's what it was for. She was like, well, no, I don't have time to do. I said, you had time to stop for
come on.
A 10-minute lesson of like, well, you know, negro means black, and it, you know, the reason why that negro is attached to black people is because it came from Spanish word for slavery. Like, you know what I mean? It's a Spanish word for black, and then because through slavery, negro was a way to describe someone, so then they used it as a way to describe black folks, blah, blah, blah. Like, right. Just teach.
Yeah.
Like, took 10 minutes out
it's
of your
time.
It's
your job, sis.
Yeah, to explain to these kids what the deal is.
Yeah.
And it's because
they need context.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's context and there's full context. Give the kids full context.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these little white kids, like, it's not for the black kids, mm-hmm. right? Like, maybe they need to learn it, but if they may know it already. I mean, they know what negro is when they sit and look at mm-hmm. it, right? And they know the context of that word.
Yeah.
So, you know, this isn't for them. This is for the little white, this is for the 25 other white kids that are in that class for you to explain to them. So maybe they need, like, it's the whole idea of, you know, don't teach your daughter how not to be raped. Teach your sons not to rape.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not the objectified person's job to teach or to stop something. It is it's the people who are committing that job to understand and learn to learn not do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, that situation doesn't happen. In my view, it wouldn't happen at HBCU.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Would think they'd be more culturally conscious about that.
And at least if you would like to think if you ran up against something like that, there would be less resistance.
Yeah,
towards,
you'd have backing of administration or something like that. Like, we didn't get that at that when we went there. Like, right. We just didn't get it.
It's like, why is he being insubordinate?
Yeah, exactly. They were just like, well, okay, well, we understand where you're coming from, but we're just going to, like, all right, we'll just go move forward from there and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, well, no, this is still not resolving the actual issue.
Still didn't give any context.
No, like,
no,
you know
one
what I mean?
Was taught anything.
No, exactly. No one learned anything. All you did was allow this teacher to get away with not teaching.
Yeah.
Like, and I legit was in the room with her, like, well, that's teaching. Like, you need to teach, right?
Teach that,
like,
damn kid.
Well, I have certain stuff I have to go over. It's like, okay, but like that 10 minutes of that class, you have 4 other days of the week. Like, there's plenty of time to teach.
And I don't even think that, I think you're being generous with that being a 10-minute conversation.
Exactly. Like,
you just explained it in 2. You know what I'm saying? So
I just was like, I was really heavy on, like, I want them to see that these places exist in the world. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Where you can go and learn and not feel like the odd person out.
Yeah. Neither one of us really went to school.
No.
I'm not an HBCU person. Shout out to HBCUs for existing in the world and for all of the brilliant people that they've given us. You know what I mean? I appreciate that you, as a father and as somebody who's not black and having a black son, saw the need for that. Because that shit is, you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't even see why that would be necessary.
Yeah, I don't want him to feel, I can see in my head him going to a college. He's alone, away from his family for the first time. He's not like, his mom's always been around for him, or I've always been around for him.
Some kids are, I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah, some kids are like, they can hit the ground running, and they're
exactly.
Let's go. Other kids need a little bit more.
Yeah, like, he says he's aching to get away, but me still having to wake him up at 7 a.m. so he gets to school on time screams to me he's not aching to get the fuck away.
Yeah, it's like, I know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know you. And you may think you're a certain way. And that's, I didn't understand that when I was younger. Like, I thought I had a certain vision of myself. My mother knew who I was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why my mom was still helping me do my laundry 2 years after I moved out of the fucking house. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. You know your kids.
Yeah. Like, she knew, I knew how to do laundry because I've had to do laundry since I was a little kid. Because, you know, fucking, it was me and my mom. So she worked a lot. So somebody had to do fucking laundry in the house. So I knew how to do it. But the idea that, oh, I would do this every day or I would do this every week. Like, no, I'd be going to buy underwear and undershirts because it was like, oh, fuck, I don't have that clean.
Yeah.
And it was just a pile of clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I'll put it like this. When I turned 21, I had enough clothes in my laundry basket in the bathroom to, like, when I go in there and I was in there, like, early after I got home and I was fucking dying as, like, Hennessy was seeping out all the all the water in my body. I knocked the clothes over, laid down, and then knocked more clothes over on top of me and just slept on my bathroom floor.
Oh my God.
And I had enough to make a bed and a blanket out of. Yeah. So, like,
Jesus.
There was definitely times where I would just let clothes pile up.
Also, that was the early 2000s, so all of your clothes were huge.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, I mean, I could have used a bed sheet was probably the same size as one of my white tees. So. Right,
Jesus.
So I just know. I know how my son is, and I worry that, going off to school, that there's a very good chance that he would, kind of go into a shell.
Right.
And, being away from home for the first time is a weird experience anyway.
Absolutely.
To then compile it with being away from home and by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
it added racial dynamic.
Yeah, that's right. And then by yourself even more. You know what I mean? You're by yourself and then you're by yourself even more. Yeah. One thing I will say is he stays with me now and his relationship with his little sister, my oldest daughter, India. That relationship's gotten so much better because they're not with each other as much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're away from each other. They only, they mainly only see each other once or twice a week.
Yeah.
It's
hard when kids are on top of each other. Yeah. And they all different ages.
Yeah. So she's like, but now they talk to each other on the phone all the time. Mm. And they were crying about him having to go to college next year the other day.
Oh, shit.
Like, they're a lot closer.
That's sweet.
And I'm like, then how far away do you go? Are you close enough to? And it's like, then I don't want you to be close enough really that you could just come right back home either.
Just come back, yeah.
Because then it's like, then you're just escaping the problem. You're not facing it.
Yeah.
Just go.
Go
enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I also just think the shows that come to HBCUs are gonna be way more. You're gonna be way more into the shows that are coming to HBCUs,
like the artists performing.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
hell yeah.
You might not want to see dude in his acoustic guitar coming,
fucking Imagine Dragons, to campus.
Yeah, I don't know if you're really gonna be into that. I just think he may feel more comfortable there. I know they say children of color, when the education is based toward them, they do better.
Hell yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're way more into history if you're being taught history and you see yourself reflected in it.
White kids excel at school because school systems in this country
are
tailored to them.
Exactly.
And have hundreds of years of a foundation of being tailored to them, on a cultural level.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes absolute sense.
Plus, you know what? At the end of the day, when we hook up with Killer Mike, I don't want him yelling at me because my son went to a white school.
That interview is magnificent when he's going back and forth with DJ Envy about
I don't want him
sending
yelling
your
at
kids
me
to black
you
schools.
You never sent your son to Hampton? You ain't sent your son to... you know what? Could we not do this?
Where he's like, MLK went to such and such school. You show me a nigga smarter than him. I was like, yo...
Yeah, and that thug, I don't want Killer Mike yelling at me, dog.
We don't want no smoke from Killer
we
Mike.
We have mutual friends. Like, I really don't want Killer Mike yelling at me, dog. There's a very good chance we will meet him in the next year.
He will find you. Shout out to Killer Mike.
I don't want him yelling at me, dog.
Word.
I just think the environment, like, it's more tailored to, like, how we live, and I would prefer... Mm-hmm. Like, I just think he'd prefer going somewhere like that. And I would prefer him going somewhere like that. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I can't wait to see, like, what choice he makes where he goes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to apply to a bunch of schools. He's already qualified, like, with his GPA and his SAT score. He's hits the numbers for Lincoln. So we're going to apply to Lincoln, definitely. Nice. Probably going to apply to North Carolina A&T. Mm-hmm. My daughter got Cheney information. Rhythm, please don't kill me. I know, like, Rhythm hates Cheney.
Is that a beef, Lincoln and Cheney?
Yeah, because Cheney is the first. Here, okay, listen. I'm not going to get that. Lincoln is the first HBCU. Gotcha. Okay, they're the first one to give out degrees. Cheney existed before that, but they didn't give
Cheney's
out degrees.
Cheney's older, yeah.
So Lincoln says they're the first HBCU, and I had all my Lincoln friends. I agree with you. Please don't, like, hunt me down and hurt me.
Shout out to Cheney. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've messed with a lot of Jones that went to Cheney, smoked weed with a lot of niggas that went to Cheney. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cheney. Turns out fine graduates as well. So shout out to them.
So I definitely, my daughter checked out Cheney. She checked out Lincoln and Del State. Her cousin goes to Del State now.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to, and then I grabbed, like, information from Lincoln and Del State for my son.
Nice.
A&T. My daughter says she wants to go away, but I know my daughter. She's not going to end up going too far away. I know my daughter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't going
to
go far.
Sticks close to home.
Yeah, she's not going to. She is.
Always Temple.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's HBCU-ish. Yeah. That's the shirt they were selling. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, you know, and that's what I said to her when we were, I was like, oh, you can go to, like, there's a school like Temple. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not an HBCU, but there's a ton of black folk that go to that school. Yeah. So
you in the city.
Yeah, you in the city, so you may feel comfortable being at that school. Yeah, you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wanted them to, like, see that there's an opportunity.
Right.
And see more than, like, one school. Like, I don't want them to be like, oh, Howard, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
There was... probably like 40 HBCUs at that place.
So crazy.
At that school fair. Yeah. So, like, you know, schools all the way in Texas and all types of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just get to see that there's schools all over the place. You know what I mean?
And there needs to be more. I don't know what the funding infrastructure looks like as far as, like, federal funds, but there needs to be, like, a dedicated federal funding program, a subsidy, really, for. To support HBCUs.
Yeah.
And then to also create, like, a pipeline for kids that want to go to HBCU. There should be a whole support system, because that shit's important.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, I'm like, I guarantee you're, like, for my daughter, her school counselor is not going to suggest HBCUs to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're just not equipped for it.
Counselors are fucking racist.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're just, they wouldn't even probably cross that counselor's mind.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wait, like, you want to go to a black school?
Yeah, like, she would just not be like, oh, she would offer, like, small schools in the area. And, like, they're fine. I'm not downing anything. Yeah. But, like, my thing is, there's plenty of schools that she could go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I want her to know options are out there. You know, it's one thing, like, I remember being a kid, like, not thinking I had options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't see much. Like, I had dreams of shit, but, like, I didn't know how to go about putting any of that shit together.
No, I think as a parent, I think one of the biggest jobs we have is to give our children options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give them opportunities. And letting them know that there's opportunities out there. They need now if they listen, you can't make your kid do it.
No.
But you can show them that there's opportunities and hope they take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? So that was a big thing for me by taking them to that school fair.
Nice.
But it's just the one thing, my one critique of it, move it. Put it at the convention center. It's way too fucking crowded, man. way too crowded. Dude, there were still people. It ended at 7:30. There was people still lined up at 7 o'clock outside trying to get in.
Wow.
And they, people were already starting to pack up at that time. Like right. Different schools were packing up to leave at that time.
Jeez.
It's like people were still trying to get in. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Whoever's in charge of that shit, move that shit.
I mean, like people outside of Philly don't know this, but it's on Broad Street, like just above Center City. There's no fucking parking anywhere.
No.
Like
chaos.
Yeah, like you can't park anywhere in that area. Like you gotta move that place. Like we could have parked on Broad Street and then caught the subway down to go to if it was at the convention center.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sure. Yeah, they definitely need to move it just because I wouldn't be surprised if more schools started showing up if there was even more room. So But yeah, it was a great experience for my kids and for myself too. Like I enjoyed seeing all these kids down there just interested in college, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when we were kids, none of my friends thought about college, really.
No. I feel not like y'all were, we've all been friends since high school and we all hang out, like our whole crew.
Yeah.
But yeah, we weren't really encouraging each other down that road.
And even like when I went to Swenson and like two or three of my friends from Swenson went to college, close friends went to college.
Yeah.
And they didn't talk about like, yo, I'm applying to this school, blah, blah, blah. Like no one talked about that shit. Everybody,
it's not like super bad.
No.
I'm going to go get into Dartmouth.
Yeah.
It was not that.
Yeah. Me and you didn't grow up and go like, yo, let's be roommates when we get to college. Like none of us said that, man. Like,
That was not on the table.
We were like, yo, let's be roommates and start like a studio and we can blow tree all day. Like
blow tree and rap. rap in the basement.
Yeah, and with rap no in the windows. Basement. Yeah. It's hotbox a basement and shit.
Oh my God.
Yo, side note, you know Cypress Hill, like Be Real does like that hotbox podcast or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, you know Kevin Smith said he outsmoked Be Real? Yeah, he said I smoked him out. He's passed out.
What?
Yeah.
Be Real?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Be Real's like made of weed.
Exactly. Like,
yo.
I know like Snoop is like, oh, weed, blah, blah, blah. Be Real is probably like even more of that. Yeah. Like, them dudes, that's what they did. Like, you know what I mean? They said, yeah, Kevin Smith was like, yo, I smoked him out. I made him pass out.
That's so crazy.
I was like, I don't know if that was you. I didn't think that was humanly possible.
Right. You remember we saw Cypress Hill?
Yeah, at Smokey Grooves.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to say what year that was.
No.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and we saw the Roots, too.
Yeah, we saw the
Roots, too.
Yeah. We were supposed to get backstage access, but, you know, that fell through. So, you know, whatever.
Fucking.
Shout outs.
Thought was locked up, though.
He was.
Yeah, caught a gun charge in NY.
Yeah. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah, so even our like, most like jazzy poetic MCs was holding the burners.
Y'all niggas don't know. y'all don't know the real Black Thought. You know what I'm saying? Was out here packing a pistol back in 90 whatever year that was. Come on.
Yeah, he wasn't all about quoting Noam Chomsky and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Rapping on Jimmy Fallon and shit. Nah, he was finna pop a nigga at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it the Fugees were on that joint too, weren't they?
Was it the Fugees?
I know Parliament was on there.
Parliament, Funkadelic, Farside.
Farside was on there.
Foxy Brown.
No Fatlip though, right? Fatlip wasn't there, right?
He might not have been.
I don't think
he was at the time. Because that was after Lab Cabin California.
Yeah.
So maybe he wasn't fucking with
them. I don't think he was fucking with them at the time.
Oh, man.
Now he's making that really weird solo shit that he made.
Yeah.
Although that song, what the hell is the name
What's
of that
up,
song?
What's that up, Fat Lip?
What's up, Fat Lip?
Yeah, yeah.
That song is really good.
It's a dope song.
It's weird. Like, you
it's
know
weird.
What I mean?
And in the documentary they did on him, was real fucked up too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey, drugs, man. Like drugs will fuck you up, dog.
He still be beefing. I doubt he listens to this podcast, but we're
you never know, dog.
We're Facebook friends. He still be like dissing them niggas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like we're absolutely Facebook friends, and he still be like, man, fuck them niggas. I'm like, damn.
I know they broke it. It was like Sideways and Far Side. Like they were touring as Far Side and Sideways. And
I think they're still doing that. Like
really?
They're touring as two different entities.
That's fucked up.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, you hate to see it for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you You want to talk about this special announcement?
Yes, we can get to the special announcement.
Shout out to you who've made it through, you know, our whole convo. Shout out to niggas just skipping through. What announcement y'all been talking about making? Starting December 17th of this year, Serious Rap Shit Podcast will live on the iHeartMedia network.
Yes.
Yeah. Josh and I.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Josh and I signed a deal with iHeartMedia a few months ago. We signed. I can't remember exactly when.
July or August?
Yeah. In the summer. Yeah. We signed a deal. And we've been working with them for months before that.
Yes.
You know, just like hashing stuff out. Starting December 17th. It's going to be the same show, you know what I mean, essentially.
Except for, you know, we'll have to read ads and shit like that.
Yeah, we're going to be doing ads and stuff, you know. So if you hear us, you know, running like a Trump 2020 ad, you know. Stuff for Trump. Do you see us on some, like, diamond and silk shit?
Exactly.
With wigs on. Mm-hmm. And just
yes.
Ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you leave here, I'm going to watch diamond and silk videos on YouTube.
No, they just did a new one for the impeachment. They just did a new one for the impeachment.
I know that shit is amazing.
Dude, did you see ASAP Rocky got name dropped at
impeachment hearings?
Hip hop has finally made it.
Never thought that take it this far.
Dog, it's for real. Hip hop got name dropped.
Yo.
At an impeachment hearing. A rapper got name dropped. At an impeachment hearing.
ASAP Rocky is officially no longer hip hop because of that fact. Jesus.
Yo, that's crazy. But yes, starting December 17th, we will be part of the iHeartRadio network.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody at iHeart.
Yes.
Beautiful folks that we've been working with.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Pete Bowers. Shout out to Raj, you know what I mean, who've like been helping us with this. It's going to be on and cracking. Also, another new development, in addition to us doing the ads and stuff, we're going to be doing interviews.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe like once a month, we're going to have a guest
on the show. Goal. Yeah, drop like once a month, drop a nice interview episode.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about all of this?
I feel great. I was worried about interviews, probably about... Listen, part of the thing is I didn't want to fall into the lane of like so many hip hop podcasts where it's like, yo, let's bring on like this older artist. So shout out to the foundation and all that kind of stuff. I'm not shitting on that. I'm saying I don't want to do that because there's other podcasts for that.
Yeah, we didn't want to do something where it was like, you know, who the hell knows who we're going to get?
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? And if they, like, if real shit, if like we're in a room with whoever, Lord Finesse or like Fab Five Freddy or something, I'm asking them some old shit. You know what I mean?
No, it's gonna happen. That's not what I'm worried about. I meant more of like, oh, this artist is making the rounds. This older artist is, you know, dropping a sequel to whatever classic album they dropped.
Yeah. We didn't want to do what other rap podcasts.
Yeah, there's a ton of podcasts that do that. Let's not. Yeah. I don't want to be that podcast. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I think I'm more comfortable with it too. Is that we, you know, I want to work people into like conversational interviews. I don't want to be like, so tell us about this.
Yeah, we gotta sit down and talk with people and chop it up. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So yeah,
you also have to test their Sixers knowledge. Like if they don't respect the Sixers, they gotta leave.
We go, niggas be fans of all kind of goofy fucking teams. Niggas be like Utah Jazz fans. Shit that don't even make sense.
Listen, as long as y'all come in here talking some Spider Mitchell shit, we ain't got no, we don't have no issues, dog.
Nah,
I don't fuck with
Bull. Shit.
He Carmelo 2.0.
He hooping, but
Carmelo 2.0. I'm a fucking gun, dog.
Man,
just a gun.
You know.
But no, like, yeah, I'm excited about doing interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some stuff lined up.
We got a list of dope fucking people.
We have a few like really good grabs that we trying to work on.
Yeah, yeah.
That I think would like, I think fit the vibe of the podcast.
Yeah. Y'all are going to be like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
With some of these folks that we, you know, we get to sit down and talk to.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll reach a question because, you know, we've asked like what, you know, we've asked some of the listeners before, like, what don't we do that you'd like to hear? And like interviews was one of those things that was brought up.
Right.
And I think we hesitated partially too because like you do that as a large part of like your everyday job.
I'm interviewing motherfuckers at least a few times out of the week.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing people. You know what I mean?
So I think we purposely tried to be like, well, there's a lot of people that do that already and let's do something different.
Right.
Absolutely. But no, I'm really excited about this. It'll open us up to a bigger and larger audience. You guys didn't do enough of your job of sharing it, so we had to go this route. Y'all wasn't sharing enough, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
that's not good. Obviously not true. Shout out to everybody that's been listening.
Nah, shout out to everybody that listens. We love y'all.
We appreciate y'all deeply. So yeah, I'm excited. This is like a new thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like the crazy thing is you guys get to be like, yo, we was in on the ground floor.
Hey, listen.
You know what I mean? Like we was in on the ground floor of that.
You know how much self-esteem I have during the day just walking around knowing that I was into cool shit before everybody else was into it. Yeah. It's a big part of my self-image.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So y'all get to feel that as well.
Yeah, you get to be like, yo, we knew these motherfuckers before they started doing Trump ads.
I really need like some diamond and silk in my system. That's the worst. I'm so conflicted because I look at them and like the instinctual part of me is like, they like aunties. And then they start talking and I just like hate them to my core.
So, you know what I see when I see them? To bring it into a hip hop vibe? You know who I see when I see them, right?
Is this gonna be fucked up?
I mean, possibly.
Go ahead, shoot.
Public Enemy.
Why?
I don't know the difference. I don't know which one's diamond or which one's silk. So the one who talks does most of the talking. The taller one.
She's
Chuck D. And then she has Flavor Flav on the side. Like she just throws in the ad
libs. Like Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller.
Exactly. Or Penn and Teller.
Jesus. I didn't know where he was going. I was like, hold up. What's happening?
No, I do see, like, I see in my head, that's how, because I relate a lot of stuff to hip-hop. When I'm looking at a lot of stuff, I relate shit to hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I'm watching it, I'm going like, oh, this kind of, like, reminds me of Flav, where Flav would just be, like, in the background, dropping an ad-lib, and that's how the
fuck him and John Wayne.
Yeah, in the short joint, that's how she is, and she's, mm-hmm.
She do just be ad-libbing, yo. Diamond and Silk, come over to the good side.
Or just come to the podcast, we'll interview you.
That would be wild. That would be really wild if we like sat down with them like and seriously talked them. Because I thoroughly believe.
I think we could make them anarchists before the show's out. Yeah,
you know there are conservative black folks.
Yeah,
I feel like black folks in America.
Brother and a brother.
Come on, black folks in America are like naturally left leaning.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And there's a whole host of reasons why. Mm-hmm. So part of me believes them motherfuckers was probably Democrats up until like 2014. There's no way that they were both just Republicans. I think they're just cashing a check.
I mean, I almost guarantee you, like, if you pull their voting records, it would be like, oh, they voted for Obama and they voted for Clinton. Like, you know what I mean?
To tell me, Diamond and Silk, y'all didn't vote for Obama.
Yeah, like, they voted for Gore and shit like that.
I was going to say, you vote for John Kerry? Get the fuck out of here.
I guarantee you, like, if you pull it, they probably doing it for a check, though. God. I mean, the junk Candace Owens is.
Yeah, Candace Owens is absolutely doing it for a check.
I mean, she legit said, now she's like, there's no such thing as like white nationalism and blah, blah, blah. White terrorism isn't real. Meanwhile, she like sued the city wherever she's from to like cash out because people like the mayor's son and a bunch of his homies was like leaving threatening messages on her voicemail.
On some like white racist shit.
Yeah, some racist shit. Like, and she cashed out. Like, and shout out to her. Like, hey, listen, get that money from that fucking city. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But like,
Don't switch sides.
Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, then, you know.
We can't have Candace Owens on,
I think we
on
could.
The show. We can't do it.
I think we could.
I part of me wants to be like,
you don't
want to
rock a fresh Blexit?
Nah, I'm not rocking no Blexit merch. You know what I mean?
We taking the pictures like the Breakfast Club do. You just gonna have a fresh Blexit joint on, yeah?
Dog, the radical black folks, the radical anarchist niggas that I know, niggas will roast the shit out of me if they see me and you posted up with Candace Owens and I had a Blexit shirt on. Yo, niggas will run me. If we still lived in West Philly, niggas will run me out of West Philly, dog.
You couldn't be the... You could be like Charlamagne posted up with like what's her face, Tommy Lauren or whatever.
Yeah, nah, yo, yeah, not dog. Fucking happening.
Nah, yeah, I couldn't talk to, like, I think I would laugh at Diamond and Silk so much just because of like the whole like
the mannerisms and mm-hmm, shit, mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
that
yeah.
whole shit. Like, she'll probably make me laugh. The Candace Owens shit would just probably break my brain.
Yeah,
because like when you see like the Joe Rogan joint when he's talking to her and he was like, "So you really don't believe in like climate change?" And she was like, "No, I just don't." And she's just like laughing it off, and he's like,
"Yeah, he's looking like, oh, you're an idiot."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, you're just a moron." Like, you know what I mean?
Years ago, when I meditated every day, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It was, just mm-hmm. Throw me off. When I was a much calmer person than I am now, and I meditated every day, and like I would walk out, you know, on my block, and I would see like the birds and the trees and shit. When I was like really like right there with like my spiritual journey, I used to work at a grocery store, and there was an older gentleman who would come in who was like, he was like angry man off of Martin. Like, man, sit your ass down. Like,
word, yeah, yeah.
Angry, most antagonistic dude. And he used to try to antagonize me all the time. And I was just real like with him.
Yeah.
And one day he said to me, he was like, you know, you could sit there and read your Lotus Sutra and you can act like, you know, you're calm and zen and all of this, but I can see you. You got anger boiling up under the surface. And in that moment, I was like, you're crazy. Years later, I was like, absolutely, oh, that yeah. nigga was correct.
Yeah.
I feel like with somebody like Candace Owens, she would bring the rage out of me.
Yeah,
whatever's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
like settled in my core, she would bring it out.
I have a problem with like flat out stupidity. And
yeah.
Flat out stupidity in the sense of like, but I'm going to state it as fact.
Right. I have no problem with ignorance and not knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a problem with people who refuse to know.
Yeah.
Or people who refuse to see.
You have to actively go out of your way to say certain shit. Like she said recently, she was like, black people are under no more threat from the police than anybody else.
Yeah,
and then said, "What'd she say the other day?" I yeah. heard her say some shit.
Like I would, you know, yeah, I would flip the table.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
we were doing our podcast for iHeartMedia, and she said that, I would flip the fucking.
You wouldn't be doing our podcast for iHeartMedia.
Yeah, they would be. Yeah. They would get the audio and be like, "What the fuck is this? Were people fighting?" Like, yeah. I couldn't do that shit.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that. You're not going to tell me that if you're on a highway and you see like reds and blues flashing. Behind you, that you would feel as safe as a black man in this country as you would feel if you were anybody else.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's yeah, no way I you think, can tell me that.
I think she just like, she purposely will say wrong shit. Like, I mean, I wouldn't let her rock with the, well, you know, Hitler was just a nationalist and he just wanted the trains to run on time and shit like that. And it's like, like, she was like, the problem was he wanted to spread. He wanted to become a globalist.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, you know, it was a whole thing of like yeah. Jews and gypsies and shit like that.
He hated everybody.
Killing.
Yeah, it was like
killing folks,
mass killing people. Jesus. Yeah. All right, so yeah, we don't need to follow that train of thought any further. Fuck Candace Owens.
There will be some more video content. We have a website that's getting ready to launch.
Yes. SeriousRapShit.com.
Yeah, SeriousRapShit.com. We own it so that no one can steal it now.
Yeah, but we will steal your personal information.
Yeah, so make sure you leave your personal information on...
so many bots yeah. involved.
On the site, like in the check-in, like the check-in site. Remember yeah, those yeah. ones they used to have it back in the day where uh-huh. you have to check in at?
Absolutely.
Make sure you leave your check-in information and, you know, just leave your email. Most passwords are fairly easy to figure out, so...
And we know all of y'all who are listening, so I'm like, when did Rhythm graduate high school?
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
I figure out your passwords.
Um, But I know she's talked about her dog before.
Yeah, what's that dog's name?
Yeah. You know what? I'll just search all her pictures on IG and find that damn dog's name.
This whole thing's a scam.
Yes. I mean,
clearly.
Yeah, we plan to, loot your... listen, you know, there'll be some kind of setup for, like, your iPhone to connect to it.
Jesus.
And then we'll just, we'll hack your iPhones. Most of y'all have Apple Pay, so we'll get your cards. Like, it is what it is, baby. Like, we just trying to live, baby.
Yeah.
Just trying to live.
You don't want to see us poor.
No.
Come on. That's what we doing this for.
Yes. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. We'll obviously announce the launch of the podcast. We also have the Christmas party coming up.
Holiday. 14th.
Yep. Yes, the holiday 14th. Party. We'll have everything up there. We'll have like a menorah up there for everybody, and because we don't want no blowback.
No, not at all. We're gonna be like so middle of the road.
Yes.
From here on out, we don't want any controversy.
Nope.
We don't want niggas.
Nope. We support Joe Biden now. So be aware.
Somebody said Twitter's all good until like a joint with like locks and a nose ring show up in your mentions. And that's when you about to get dragged and canceled.
Shit comes for everybody at one point, dog. Listen, like,
come on.
It's not a place. Twitter is a dangerous place to live, dog.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous place to live.
I'd be real. Hey, y'all, I'm doing this event. Hey, y'all, I'm at this museum. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, like,
new episode.
Or you post like, yo, I'm digging in. I just dug this record, blah, blah, blah.
Digging
like,
great.
Yeah.
Can't cancel me. I'm just the record guy.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta be real down the line, yo. I mean, the only people that's going to cancel me is probably Boston Celtics fans, because I trash them hard. But,
Jesus.
You know what I mean? And probably like Giannis fans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? All I know is Ben Simmons out here hitting threes, Giannis airballing free throws. So,
come
I mean...
on.
It's you quiet. Tell me who's the MVP.
It's quiet for you, Greek freak. Fuck out of here.
But yeah, we have the holiday party on December 14th at Radio Kismet.
Mm-hmm.
We will put together the event page real soon, probably right after Thanksgiving. I think will probably be a good time to throw that together.
Let's do it.
Launch that. Shout out to our folks over at Radio Kismet, Joey, everybody over there. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
We'll be screening Trading Places.
Trading Places. I told Joey. I told Joey we were going to screen Trading Places.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he's just like, you sure you want to show that movie? I was like, why? Because of the blackface? He's like, kind of, yeah. I was like, we're going to talk about it. We're going to unpack it. It'll
but
be
no,
fine.
Josh is coming in blackface to like offset the whole event.
I'm ducking out the back. I will not have a Blexit shirt on. I will not stand next to you in blackface.
Or wear the dreadlock wig and shit.
Yeah. With like the red, green, and yellow fucking beanie cap.
Yeah.
Nah, not happening.
Nah.
Because we can get out of here. I think we can save the music stuff.
Yeah,
for
we can save the music
next
stuff.
Week. But yeah, we're gonna take another break next week.
Yeah, this is gonna come out to you guys like on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, it's so late.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to hit you over the head then drop another one on like Tuesday or Wednesday. Like that's just a lot. So we'll be off next week for it's the holiday time too. Plus people are like
holiday
times. So people may even save this episode till when they're on the road and shit. So
who knows?
Not to hit y'all too much. But yeah, we'll be off next week. And then we'll be back the first week of December.
Yeah.
Ever
so close.
Yes.
Our new premiere date, December
17th. Creeping toward it. It's creeping coming. On a come up. Like isn't that the first
creeping on a
isn't that the first Bone Thugs album?
Is that Bone? Yeah.
I think so.
Steve, is that Bone?
Yeah, exactly.
Steve knows.
Steve knows. But yeah, other than that, yo, like, we're everywhere, all over the place on the social medias.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram. Serious Rap Shit everywhere. Indie_SRS, your John_Liberator.
Yep.
Hit us on those spots. Like us, follow us. Yo, listen, rate and review us. It's right there on the fucking phone, dude. There's no excuses. Like, seriously.
You could say it nicer.
No. Why? Why say it nicely?
Honey and vinegar. There's a reason why that's a saying.
Okay. We tried honey for a long time, man.
Now it's the vinegar.
Now it's the vinegar, y'all.
Got you.
Listen, man, you can add what my man Pac say. You can stand there, like stand outside, like sing a nice song. We want some food. We want some food. Would you please give us some food? It's eventually gonna turn to yo, give us the motherfucking food.
Yeah,
we sung for a while, man. 3 years, brother.
Yeah,
but singing.
I respect it.
Now it's
if you listen to the first episode of this podcast, and now you're here in episode 112, and you ain't rate and review us.
I'm looking at you like, yeah,
I don't know if I can be your friend anymore.
Yeah, I'm looking at you sideways, man. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of commitment that you frankly haven't held up your end on.
Listen, man, we give you joyousness once a week. An hour every week, except for the few weeks that we take off, or like the 6 months we took off a year ago. Like, listen,
you know, I was rumbling for my life.
Yeah, so. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, I'm in this place, like, dog. I just had this shit called Graston on my back earlier today, dog. Jeez. Even look it up. Look up the YouTube video on that. Yeah. Okay, just had that shit done on my back earlier today. You know what I mean? I'm going about to in 2 weeks. I go get shots in the base of my spine.
Jesus,
they're shooting. I don't even know what in the base of my spine. I think I might turn into a mutant. Not sure.
Come on.
But.
And you'll be on Disney Plus.
Exactly.
And then iHeart will sue Disney Plus.
Yes. Because they didn't get a piece of it.
It'll be a whole fucking thing.
Yeah. But no, seriously, rate and review us if you can. Subscribe. Tell a friend. You know, all the shit that helps us out. And we appreciate y'all. We love y'all for real, for real. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam take this rap shit seriously.